welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris. This is episode 96. And this one is about Anthony Fauci. Now, I've talked about this before. I've talked about Anthony Fauci before and COVID. But I think, obviously, he announced he's retiring in December of 2022 after the midterm elections, but before the Republicans, if the Republicans take over the House, what they might also take over the Senate, there are going to be investigations. And they've already said this, and I think there should be investigations. I think Anthony Fauci should be investigated, absolutely, but I want to talk about the things I think he needs to be investigated about. Okay, and I think there are really three main ones. The first one is the actual creation of COVID itself. Because we've seen from the Project Veritas reports, the documents that they've obtained from DARPA and from the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, the report from him that they obtained, that basically the idea was that this company called EcoHealth Alliance, the Peter Daszak Group, EcoHealth Alliance, they had this idea to vaccinate bats in the Wuhan area. So they wanted to spray the caves of Wuhan to vaccinate the bats against coronavirus because they were worried that a coronavirus would jump from bats to humans and kill humans. So they thought, oh, well, we'll develop a vaccine against coronavirus that we can use against the bats and we can inoculate the bats. But, of course, in order to develop a vaccine against a coronavirus that would kill humans, you have to develop a coronavirus that will kill humans, right? Because you have to develop because coronavirus is just sort of a run-of-the-mill category of viruses that include the common cold. So they're generally not very deadly. So why develop a vaccine against them? And if bats are known carriers of coronaviruses, well, why bother vaccinating the bats? So the idea was, well, what if a bat coronavirus gains in function so that it can kill humans? Well, in order to develop a vaccine against that, you have to develop a coronavirus that has gained in function, and that's where the gain of function research comes in. So you have to do the gain of function research to create a coronavirus that can kill humans, but that will also live in bats, and then you develop a vaccine against it, and then you spray the caves and vaccinate the bats and save humanity. Well, DARPA, they presented this to DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Everybody knows what that is. And the secret military, U.S. military projects department. And DARPA rejected it because they said that's too dangerous and it violates the moratorium on gain-of-function research. Well, apparently, according to these documents, Anthony Fauci went ahead and funded it. He said, well, I'm just going to ignore the DARPA recommendation. The DARPA says that's too dangerous. Well, I don't think it's too dangerous. I'm going to go ahead and fund it. So Anthony Fauci's NIAID went ahead and funded it. And guess what happened? They did the gain-of-function research. They created a coronavirus that could kill humans, and then it escaped from the lab. Now, you know, we can debate, okay, did it escape or was it released on purpose? You know, I don't know. I kind of doubt that it was released on purpose because that's a really dangerous thing to do. But you never know with the Chinese communists. You never know. I mean, I don't think they have any deep-seated concern about their population. But regardless, this needs to be investigated. Did Anthony Fauci fund the creation of COVID itself? Okay, that's number one. Okay, number two is the suppression of all, basically all treatments, all therapeutic treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Did Anthony Fauci knowingly suppress these potential solutions in order to make his to focus everybody on the vaccines? You know, that's one. So did he do that to basically help his buddies in the pharmaceutical industry to make it more? Because if there are therapeutics available to fight COVID, it's very hard to get an EUA. It's very hard to justify an emergency use authorization for a brand new experimental vaccine. So did, and so if Anthony Fauci did basically suppress the effectiveness of and discredit, actively work to discredit therapeutics like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that would have saved lives, did that cause hundreds of thousands of Americans to die unnecessarily just so Anthony Fauci could help his buddies in the pharmaceutical industry get their vaccines, their very expensive vaccines, and also remdesivir? Remember, remdesivir was what he promoted remdesivir because remdesivir was not a therapeutic. Remdesivir was a treatment, was an in-hospital intravenous treatment that did not compete with vaccines, and it didn't preclude the EUA. It wouldn't hamper the EUA, the emergency use authorization for vaccines. So, and also, remdesivir is very expensive, and still on, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are very inexpensive. Nobody's making any money off of those. They're off patent. They've been around for decades, but remdesivir is still on patent, is newer. It's still on patent, and it's very expensive. You know, they can make it for about $10. If you read The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which I highly recommend. If you read that book, he talks about remdesivir costs about $10 to make, but they can charge about $3,000 per dose or per course of treatment. And so they make a lot of money off of remdesivir. So that's number two. Did Anthony Fauci suppress treatments that would have saved lives in order to benefit the whole vaccine agenda? And then number three, did Anthony Fauci hide work to suppress the negative effects of the vaccine and basically totally unnecessarily promote the segregation of society into vaccinated and unvaccinated people? I mean, he himself said that unvaccinated people, or he himself said that vaccinated people can transmit COVID just as much as unvaccinated people. So there was no reason, there never was a reason to separate vaccinated people away from unvaccinated people, to segregate society, to say that, you know, because all these people, you know, and it's Democrats, you know, obviously, Democrats all believed that if they just stayed away from unvaccinated people, they'd be safe. But then guess what happened? All the Democrats got COVID anyway, because being vaccinated doesn't protect you from getting COVID. It doesn't protect you. And just being around other vaccinated people, guess what? That doesn't protect you either. And we all knew this, but Dr. Fauci still supported these vaccine mandates and these vaccine passports and the separation of people, the segregation of society. And he also did things like he urged, they did the trials, but after about 6 months, they vaccinated all the control group. So basically they, and then with a universal vaccination, was he really just trying to eliminate the control group so that there would be nothing to compare it to? So I think that this also needs to be investigated. Was he trying to discredit the VAERS system or slow down the VAERS system or, sabotage, undermine the VAERS system, the vaccine adverse effects reporting system? So was he trying to, was he basically hiding all of the negative effects of the vaccines and making it very hard for people to find out the truth about the negative effects of the vaccines in order to help the vaccine makers and help everybody make more money off the vaccines? So I think those are the three big areas where Anthony Fauci needs to be investigated. All of these people, all of them, not just Fauci, everybody involved at the NIH, at the FDA, at the CDC, the NIAID, all of these people need to be investigated. And we need to get to the bottom of this stuff. So that's it. That's my episode about investigating Fauci. So if you like this episode, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on whatever you want. Share it on whatever you want. And go to Podbean and you can follow me or message me on Podbean. And it's hosted on podbean.com. So, but I'm on everything. I'm on Twitter and Getter and Gab and Truth and all the other stuff. So, alrighty. Well, I will see you on the next one. All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.